Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I searched for a way to respond appropriately, and I called on my 10 years as a litigator in addition to my now 20 as a journalist, and I think I found the perfect phrase: go yourselves. Go yourselves, you dishonest jokes.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Megyn Kelly not mincing words about Joe and Mika going and groveling at the feet of Donald Trump this
weekend.
Good for
her.
She's like, don't act like you're doing this because you're being magnanimous. You've been blasting him for 7 years. You just want to remain relevant.
It's so ridiculous to watch this play out. Although, in a sense, you're sort of glad that they're having to.
Yes.
Because they don't know what to do now. They're going, what? We got 4 years of this. This should be a time when people are actually seeking out alternative media. Yeah. Because, you know, when Obama wins or whatever, 97.1 goes up because people are like, oh, I need like-minded people. I want to listen to the resistance. They could be the resistance. But they can't even figure out how to do that because they were the resistance for the last 4 years and it didn't work.
Do you think Joe and Mika, it was actually their idea to go meet with Trump? Or do you think one of the producers behind the scenes was basically like, look, this guy is going to be our president for the next 4 years. You guys have to go meet with him.
It's a good question. I've heard it suggested that they didn't really have much of a choice in the matter, that the owners of MSNBC said, look, we can't do what you've been doing for another 4 years. You're going to have to do something different.
Right.
I've heard it's also ratings based.
Oh, I'm sure.
They were like, look, we can't.
I mean, look, we're all talking about him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it works.
They're making headlines on every other outlet, network.
Scott Jennings said, I've never seen so many people want to meet with Hitler. So I think that maybe you were BSing us for the last 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true. And it's also like, if you are a dictator, if Trump is a dictator, and you decide, you know what, let's just make amends with the dictator, what does that say about you?
Yeah.
Like if you are in North Korea and you've been like fighting against Kim Jong-un, and then at one point you just decide, you know what, let's just go along with it. What does that say about you?
You know, yesterday I was on Annie's show talking about the ATF raffle and all that. She was kind enough to have me on, and she was talking about the influence of the media on this election. And Ryan, I think I owe you an apology. I'm like, you know, it's important that we provided information that people weren't getting from the mainstream media, because the drumbeat was, this is razor close and anybody could win and this is virtually tied and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all that time, Ryan is bringing us these polls of that show Trump up 4 points in this red state and 3 points in this red state, and he's probably being underpolled. And I referred to you as the poll master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Which probably undersold it a little bit. Had I thought for a moment, remember Kevin Costner in Dances with Wolves?
Mm-hmm.
I think your Indian name is Dances with Polls.
I don't know if you want to go with that.
I don't really
Mark.
Know. I mean, there's good money in that. But I choose to keep my integrity. I'm not selling out.
Okay, I'm just saying. I think that would be a good name for you,
well,
if you're allowed
you.
To say Indian
the
names
poll
these days.
Czar.
Wait, Wait, was that your apology?
That's
my
apology.
Sound like much of an
no,
apology.
It's an it is an apology. I think I undersold.
That's how he
how
apologizes to his wife, Ryan.
I'd tell you what. You know what's interesting? Because we were just talking off air about how much money Kamala spent and that campaign, the ridiculous things they spent money on. They actually were effective in the battleground states. They just weren't effective enough. Because if you look at the secondary battleground states like Minnesota, Virginia, New Hampshire, they actually were way closer than they should have been. So she was able to gain a point or two in those battleground states by just spend. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't enough to overcome the Trump surge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at those secondary states, you're like, man, the whole nation moved rightward.
Yeah.
Because you're out in the cities, we talk about Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, they all moved rightward in this election.
Talking about wasting money, have you heard some of the things? I know Rand Paul's been pointing at some of these things that out that the government's spending our tax dollars on. What was the thing you were talking about earlier this morning, Mark, that Rand Paul pointed out that we're spending money on? I know one of them is trans
cocaine
chimps,
cocaine
for
quails
to see if it makes them more sexually active.
Well, we're all curious.
But, you know, those are the kinds of things that Congress has appropriated the money, and then it's in the NIH budget, and then the bureaucrats within the NIH get to decide which research funds, which research grants they're going to give. Those are the kinds of things a Department of government efficiency could impact, because whoever the head of DHS is could just say, not DHS, but HHS could just say, all right, we're line iteming this out of the budget. We're just going to scratch it out.
Well, I think you actually bring up an interesting point about the quail. I think maybe we do keep that in, but you're right. I think some of the other things that are not important, could do that.
That's what DOGE is going to do, is they're going to make everything public. And that's what's amazing, is that Elon Musk obviously has this huge politically influential platform. Vivek Ramaswamy is fantastic with media.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Rand Paul has been doing this forever, but he couldn't get enough attention for it.
Yeah.
Now you got these two guys that are going to be constantly drawing the world's attention to these stupid programs. And they're in charge of not just cutting dumb, filler crap. They're going to do that too. But they're in charge of figuring out how to restructure certain things. And they're going to put all this public. They said, what do you think about this? Just like Elon always does. Hey, I'm going to do a poll. Should I buy Twitter? You know, these random things that he does. But they're going to get a lot of attention. That is so great, because half of America doesn't think about, the conservative half thinks about these things, but we don't spotlight them enough. So now we're going to not only spotlight them, but the rest of America is going to hear about it too.
Play the Rand Paul bite again for people that didn't hear it. Carl, go to cut four. Listen to this crap.
Gin to a sunfish versus tequila, which would make the sunfish more aggressive? Nearly $1 million spent studying whether or not Japanese quail, if you give them cocaine, whether or not they're more sexually promiscuous. Was it one small step for man? Or was it one small step for a man? And in the end, $750,000 later, they couldn't decide. Was it one step for man, one step for a man? $2 million for the construction of a kelp and shellfish nursery in Maine. $1.5 million to encourage video gaming in New York. We might be better off spending $1.5 million to discourage kids from playing video games. $388,000 for Columbia University. Be giving a rich university that has $13 billion any money. $249,000 for the Baltimore Symphony. Give money to all the symphonies and we'd make them part of government.
He's the OG Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah.
And everybody ignored him. I get to get this mental picture in my head, because on the video, it's Rand Paul standing next to a board with these things written on it, and he's pointing them out. But if they'd shown a wide shot of the Senate, my guess is he was in an empty chamber reading that into the government record, but nobody was listening. Now somebody's going to have to listen.
He alone didn't have enough authority to do anything about it. His job was to bring attention to it, which he did pretty well.
Yes.
But now you're going to have a whole agency whose job is just cut, cut, cut.
Well, and I think it's not like they actually have any legislative power, but I think their influence will drive the public to put pressure on Congress or Trump to be able to slash some of these programs.
Well, they individually won't have that power, but so much of this comes through these ridiculous agencies that have no oversight. And so Trump will have that mm-hmm. power to go into these agencies and say either you don't spend this money or also you maybe you don't exist anymore.
Right. Like tell RFK Jr., hey, assuming he's confirmed, to tell him, like, hey, we're not allocating money
right.
for this.
Yeah. This is done, by the way. Interesting stuff. All right. So Dances with Poles, we appreciate having you in today. Remind people when they can listen to Wiggins America.
Sure. Yeah. You can. Terrible lead in. But Saturday morning, 7 to 8, and Sunday night, 7 to 8.
I'm sorry, we can stick with Pole Master if you'd prefer.
We can just call it Wiggins America.
Do you want to share your OnlyFans account, too?
Now we're getting into personal stuff, and so no.
Get more at 971talk.com.